It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
If you've ever stared at the bark of a birch tree and thought you saw images, then you are a proponent of different kinds of shapes and colors and patterns on a local tree near you. And Charlie, it's stick season, so tell us about some other beautiful bark trees.
Yes, you can see all kinds of things in tree bark sometimes. And it is stick season, and we won't be seeing green leaves again for another 6 months. I know that's hard to believe. So you might as well be planting some trees and shrubs that have beautiful looking bark. And that's what I want to talk about. There are some great native plants and some plants that you might want to stretch the envelope as far as hardiness goes to get some really interesting bark colors and bark textures in the winter. So let's start with color. Some of my favorites, of course, just like you mentioned, Mary, the birches. There's lots of great ones. The white birch, of course, it's out there. There's a Himalayan white birch. It's nice. The only problem with these is that they're very susceptible to the bronze birch borer. Say that one fast 3 times. So that's why a lot of people have gone more towards the river birch, which is more resistant to it, has more of a peeling, kind of tannish color bark, but still very attractive birch tree. So that's a nice one to have in the landscape, of course. Cherry trees, especially the ornamental cherries, have really nice copper colored birch. Sycamores, if you're living in a zone 5 area, Champlain Valley, Connecticut River Valley, you might be able to grow some sycamores that have nice patches of tan and light green and dark green on their bark. And then, of course, if you want some big shrubs, the red and yellow twig dogwoods are really nice. And the key with those is to cut them way back every couple of years or so you get new growth, because it's the new growth that has the most color to it. The other way to go is to look for exfoliating bark. Like the river birch that I mentioned, if you're again in those warmer areas, the paper bark maple is a really beautiful copper-colored type of birch that has nice, really frilly exfoliating bark on it. Shagbark hickory is one that, of course, people are very familiar with the really, really pronounced bark that's kind of hanging off of it. And then there's a one that's people don't know as well called the Seven Suns tree. This is called Heptacodium. And Heptacodium grows 15 to 20 feet tall, has summer to fall blooming fragrant flowers and beautiful tan-colored bark that is exfoliating. So try some of these out when you're thinking about planting a tree close to your house so you can enjoy it in the winter, because it's the bark that's really going to show through.
Right. Oh, that's one of my favorite things to see in wintertime is the red dogwood, you know, especially after it's snowed. It's just so stunning.
Yes, and it's nice to think about it in contrast with the snow or some brown grasses or other things you have in the landscape.
Yeah, I love that. Landscaping during stick season. Question from Ali in Londonderry. They say, I just bought a new little property in Londonderry. Around the property line, there are so many sumac trees growing like crazy. We're starting to cut them down all to expose the nicer trees, but what is the best way to get rid of these trees? And do I need to put some kind of chemical on the stump to make it stop growing? And if so, is there a natural way to go about it?
Yeah, so sumac actually is a really beneficial tree, small tree in the landscape. So I wouldn't, first of all, wouldn't suggest getting rid of all of them. Certainly if you have so many of them that you can't see through to some more attractive trees, it's fine. But the sumacs, especially the flowers, the nice red flowers, add color in the winter, and they're a bird food source, and they're a great pollinator plant too. So having those sumacs around is a good thing. That being said, sometimes too much of a good thing is not a great thing, so you might want to remove some. And the best way to do it is to start now, which is a good time of year to get out there with a chainsaw or a handsaw, and cut them down to the ground. Just cut them down to the ground in those areas where you want to reclaim. And then in the spring, what you're going to need to do is start mowing them. And so you don't have to do it every week like you'd mow a lawn, but maybe every 2-3 weeks or so, mow down that area because they will sucker. And as they sucker, you want to keep mowing them down. If you do that over a period of a year or two, you should exhaust the sumacs in that area so they won't come back. And you have to watch out, though. If you keep the sumacs close by, then they're going to encroach back that way. So it might be something where you're going to kind of reclaim that area and keep it a little bit more mowed than you were thinking originally, but at least they'll stay open so you can keep your view.
Great. Okay, if you've got a question for Charlie, send it to us at vpr.org and he can answer it on an upcoming episode of All Things Gardening. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Anytime, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.